What do you think of what's happening at Kerry County Council? What is going to happen at Kerry County Council, and what they're going to do in terms of their vote? Now, no vote will be happening this morning. They'll be hearing from anything between 12 and 14 candidates who will be turning up at Áras an Cúntaí in Tralee to make their pitch as to why they should get the support of Kerry County Council to be on the ballot paper for October's presidential election. And I suppose the first question is, and it's the first question that will be answered by the first vote next Monday morning at the monthly meeting of Kerry County Council, and that would be, will Kerry County Council even nominate somebody? Will they even vote to agree to go forward and pick one candidate from those that they've heard of to be on the ballot paper? And I suppose my question is this morning, should they? Would you like to see an independent candidate being put forward by Kerry to be on the ballot paper in October alongside the other candidates who have secured and will be securing, like Heather Humphreys, Catherine Connolly, the Fianna Fáil candidates, either Billy Kelleher or Jim Gavin, or whoever Sinn Féin will pick or support? Would you like to see Kerry be one of the four counties that might give support and allow an independent outside candidate be part of the election? So give us your thoughts on that this morning. Mary Lou MacDonald, speaking of that, in terms of Sinn Féin, has this morning come out and ruled herself out definitively from the presidential election. She will not be the Sinn Féin candidate. She has said, some people encourage me, others said no, stay where you are and stay the course. Now, she hasn't definitively said whether the party will have their own candidate or whether they will back Catherine Connolly. And you heard from Sinn Féin TD Pat Daly, who was on this programme Friday morning, kind of getting a little frustrated with the process, said, look, we'd want to get our act together and we'd want to make a decision very shortly, or at least before the ploughing next week. If we are going to support somebody or we are going to have somebody, we want to do it fairly quick. So we'll see what happens and what impact that has on whether there'll be any orders from headquarters to say to the councillors that no, you're not to support any independent candidate looking to go the council route. So that's in the focus of a lot of minds this morning because of the order given by Fine Gael at the weekend to their councillors across the country that they were not to support or facilitate any independent candidate through the council route on any of the councils that they control or share control with Fianna Fáil or Labour or Independence, depending on the makeups of the individual councils. So that's another interesting thing to throw into the mix. And what will Fianna Fáil do as they await the outcome of their own internal battle to select either Billy Kelleher or Jim Gavin tomorrow? So that's what's happening this morning. Between 12 and 14 people will be going before the meeting starting at 10 o'clock. I'm going to go to one of those candidates now, Garrett Sheridan, who's running for president. Garrett, good morning to you and thanks for talking to us again on the programme.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me back.
I know you're a busy man. Now, it seems to me from talking to councillors, from hearing what they're saying, you're kind of the one who has put in the most of a campaign here. You've come to Kerry, you've met councillors. I think you're the only candidate who's come to Kerry and met councillors over the last number of weeks. You're looking for their support. I suppose, what will you be saying to the 33 members this morning?
I think it's really, it's all about staying on message now, Jerry. You know, I've been meeting with councillors all over the country since the beginning of the year, because I think you really have to build those kind of personal relationships to show how serious you are about this. And I would, you know, the response here now in the kingdom when I've had those meetings has been very positive. I would hope that that continues to be the case now after the presentation today, when I can address everybody in the council directly, and we keep putting our best foot forward. I know we're facing a circumstance now where there has been a diktat to block from the Fine Gael side. But the conversations I've been having with councillors, they've been very open to the abstaining route. And, you know, we're not necessarily coming in and asking to turn Fine Gael voters or any other or Fine Gael councillors or any other party councillors. We're just asking that they abstain and let the process play out. And I think that's really what the message from me today will be, and to make sure that I can put myself forward as a credible candidate, that they would be in a position to allow that proceed.
Yeah, so this is it, I suppose, the message of, give me a chance. Just give me a chance to be on the ballot paper.
Well, I think so, because we definitely don't want to get into a position now where this becomes the norm as well. In every presidential election, the only candidates that we'll be able to choose from would come from within the walls at Leinster House. I think it's important to have diversity. It's important to have a fair and open contest. And it's important not to limit and restrict what may be excellent, credible candidates in our future, because they don't want to be part of the political the party system. So, you know, from the conversations I have been having with councillors over the last year, and particularly here in Kerry as well, you know, their prerogative that's afforded to them, you know, according to the constitution, is not something they take lightly, and it's something that they put a lot of emphasis on, and it's something that they take very serious. So I would hope that's still, you know, the case today when we have our pitches and our discussions and we meet the councillors again and we continue the process. For me, you know, I came down to Kerry yesterday, putting the prep in place. It's all go, and it's all going ahead to plan as it was beforehand. And, you know, that diktat is a it's a distraction, and it's certainly going to cause a little bit of trouble in terms of seeking the nomination itself. But I think there's still a pathway.
Yeah, do you think there's a pathway in Kerry with the numbers in Kerry? And the open question, if we have Fine Gael's decision that's made and they're going to say to their councillors, they already have said, Fianna Fáil are selecting their candidate tomorrow, and Sinn Féin, now we know Mary Lou will definitely not be the candidate. Will they have a candidate? Will they support Catherine Connolly? But by next Monday, when the vote will come in, or the vote will be held, they may also have a diktat saying do not facilitate any independent councillor. So you kind of need a lot to go in your favour, Gareth, if you're to get the nomination.
Yeah, they may have, but they may not have. I think the reaction actually, you know, online and everything to the Fine Gael diktat has not been very positive. So, you know, there's no guarantee that the other parties will follow suit. Micheál Martin only recently said that they would specifically not be blocking candidates. So I would hope that is still the case. And we'll keep, you know, proceeding as we had planned. There is definitely a pathway in Kerry. It's certainly one of my stronger local authorities, I think, in terms of support, and I hope to be able to make sure that that's still the case now today.
Okay, and look, with that in mind, have you had positive reactions from the councillors you've spoken to when you came to Kerry? Have they said, look, we'll give you a hearing? Have they said, we won't block you? Or have they said anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a very positive reaction in Kerry in terms of support, not just a we'll hear you out, but in terms of actually supporting and proposing, seconding, nominating and moving forward in that direction. So I definitely think that we have a pathway to a nomination in Kerry, even with the Fine Gael diktat in place. And even if Fianna Fáil come in behind, I still think there's a pathway. However, I would, you know, again, remind you that, you know, Micheál Martin specifically said not so long ago they would not be blocking. So again, I hope that's certainly the case, because regardless of myself, yeah, I think it's important that independents as a group get the opportunity to compete here, because we definitely don't want to set a precedent now that going forward, again, the only presidents we'll ever be able to choose from would come from within party ranks.
Okay, well, the way it works, depending on who blocks and who doesn't block, if Sinn Féin aren't blocking and they are facilitating, then all you'd have to do really on the numbers game is win all the independents and the two Labour councillors, Marie Maloney and Terry O'Brien, and get them to switch. That would get you through the first vote next week, which would be Kerry County Council agreeing that they will put someone forward before they go and vote for who they will do.
Exactly. That's correct. And that's the primary route forward for me. And I think, you know, we're in a good, strong position there. They're all councillors that I've built relationships with over the last, you know, number of weeks and months. And I would hope that nothing has changed now today. I think we're in a good position. We've maintained relationships. We've kept the communication lines open. And I think we're in a strong position here in Kerry.
Do you have a nominator and a seconder, to your knowledge?
I do have a proposer and a seconder, I believe, now in Kerry as well. So we're in a good position to come out the gate strongly. And then it's a matter of making our case now today as well. You have to become credible to the entire council. I would like to make sure that when I'm finished in my presentation today, that I am viewed as a credible candidate, even among the party councillors who may decide to abstain in the end. You know, ultimately, it's a personal decision for them. There is a diktat in place with Fine Gael, but, you know, I said it, I think, last time we spoke, the one part of the country that isn't going to be dictated to from a lot of doors up in Leinster House is probably the kingdom now. So we'll see how we get on.
What's the timeline for today? Do you know when you'll be speaking to the council?
Meetings start they take place at 1:30. I'm scheduled for 4:15, but depending on who shows up, who doesn't show up and how things run, you know, I could be presenting earlier than that.
Okay. Are you expecting Bob Geldof to show up?
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see who does show up. There's a good few names now floating around that may or may not show up. So we'll see when we get there. I mean, I'll just keep the focus on my 15-minute slot anyway, and sure, we'll go from there. Sure. But Bob Geldof is certainly... Bob Geldof would certainly add a lot to a fair and just competition. I mean, he's obviously a well-renowned humanitarian, and these sort of diktats actually keeping the likes of Bob Geldof out of the competition, I think, is only harmful.
Yeah, just let me ask this. You've been working away with other councils as well. You've been meeting other councillors over the last couple of weeks and months. Are you, let's say, depending on what happens in Kerry next Monday, but, you know, from here now, councils will be meeting and having their votes. Are you hopeful you'll get four? You'll get that magic number?
Right now, yes. Right now, I think we are in a position to secure that. I think, we're confident that we put the work in and we have the support from enough councillors to make that happen. But we'll see how things, develop over the coming week or two. But I think we have a pathway to a nomination, certainly.
There may be an issue of momentum here, as if you win one, that might lead to getting two, then it might lead to putting pressure on other councillors to say, well, look, he's got X amount of support, let's give him a chance, not block him and get him on the ballot. That what you're hoping
yeah
for?
I think that's absolutely, I think it's, and that starts here, that we set the tone here now in Kerry, and we make sure that independents will have an opportunity to compete. I mean, I think everybody, we want to see a fair and just kind of varied competition now for the position in October. We don't want it to just be a party competition only. So I think, you know, again, we'll set the tone in Kerry, hopefully, and then, you know, as to your point, we'll build momentum and go from there.
Okay, Gard, finally, you're critical of Fine Gael. We're waiting to see what Fianna Fáil do and what Sinn Féin do in terms of instructing their councillors, if they're going to give any instruction. You're saying it's undemocratic, but can you not understand the real politic of this? This is about an election. This is about winning an election for a particular party. Fine Gael believe they have the best candidate, so why dilute any sort of support that they feel that she would get? This is our system. They're all elected as parliamentarians. This is the system that is in place to run elections in this country. There is still a route for you to go, even though you feel you're being blocked off by Fine Gael. The real politic, would you not do the same thing if you were in their position in terms of protecting your candidate and getting your message across?
Yeah, I think it's important to differentiate between specifically blocking and abstaining and letting it play out that way. Over the last number of elections, the message has been to abstain and not to facilitate, not to specifically block. And we've seen 11 independent candidates come through and compete because of that. This time round, we will have no independent candidates, most likely, if that becomes the norm with the parties. So if they were really confident, to your point, in their own candidate, they would allow the competition to play out and allow independents to compete, because I think that's the most democratic process we could have. Mm. We don't want to be in a position where the only candidates we can ever choose from for this position would have to be party affiliated. I actually personally believe the president should not come from within a political party. It should be independent of party politics, because it should not be a spokesperson for government. It should be a spokesperson for the people of Ireland, and an independent candidate not linked or tied to a government party is the first step in achieving that.
Well, the president we've had has been pretty outspoken. He's very much tied to the Labour Party, but he has been critical of governments ever since he got into power and some of their decisions, critical of the European Union, critical of other international bodies for what he feels they aren't doing. So it is possible to get a party political candidate who speaks his own mind, or her own mind, if you look at the past.
It is possible, but I think, Michael Dee, who's been an excellent president, and I think is, you know, maybe our most loved president ever, I'd be only honoured to take over from Michael Dee if successful. I think he is not the norm in terms of speaking out on things like that, and it would not be, that would not always be the case from a party-affiliated president. I think, Michael Dee is someone we can certainly learn from in that perspective, but I think it's a dangerous precedent to set if the only president we'll ever have would be from a political party system. That's my personal feeling on it. And from what I can see being discussed as well, I think a lot of people share that opinion.
Okay. All right, Gareth, listen, we'll leave it there. Best of luck today, this afternoon, when you meet with councillors, and we'll see how it goes at that vote next Monday morning in Kerry County Council. But thanks for talking to me this morning.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it.
There you go, Gareth Sheridan there, running for president, looking for the vote from Kerry County Council, and looking at the list of candidates, there are 20 people contacted Kerry County Council looking for the support of councillors and looking for a chance to meet with Kerry County Council today, the way things have turned out, it looks as if when the council got back on to confirm attendance, that there was only 12. I'm hearing perhaps maybe there might be 14 people today, and looking down through the names, a lot of them are unknown. There is the better known people like Nick Delahanty, who has contact councillors, Maria Steen, who's contact councillors, Gareth Sheridan, who's made contact and also met, the only candidate I understand today who has met with councillors in Kerry in the last number of weeks has been Gareth Sheridan. And that would lead you to believe or to wonder in relation to how seriously the other people are taking this opportunity or how seriously their campaigns are about getting them the support of Kerry County Council if all they've done is send an email and maybe a phone call or two and haven't bothered to come to Kerry to meet with councillors. That's the other side of it, I suppose, but we'll have to wait and see what happens. Now, turning our attention back to today's meeting of Kerry County Council to meet and hear from the presidential candidates who will be looking to make their pitch to Kerry County Council members. We have in the line to call here, look, of Kerry County Council, Fine Gael's Michael Foley. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry, good morning to your listeners.
You'll have a busy day today. Do we know, and do you know, is it 12 or is it 14 people who have confirmed, or will more of the 20, do you think, be showing up this morning that are on that list of people who contacted the council saying they wanted to get a hearing today?
Yeah, yesterday evening I just got an email and there's 14 coming in today has expressed an interest in coming in.
On the specifics of it, Michael, can anyone who isn't on the list come today, or is it only those who have confirmed, first of all, made contact, and secondly, confirmed, yes, I will be there and I'll have my chat to the councillors?
Well, I suppose if we have time, maybe we can facilitate if someone just comes up in the day, but they'd have to be one of the, I suppose, one of the 20 that would have expressed an interest
already
that
indicated.
Was coming in.
Yeah.
Already indicated, because there was a letter sent out to them and it was explained that you'd get 5 minutes to make your pitch, and then there'd be 10 minutes of, if the councillors wish, to ask questions to each potential candidate. Also, they had to prove that they were qualified to become the president. Like, for instance, they'd have to be 35 years of age, an Irish citizen, yeah. So they had to send on a copy of their passport.
They had to prove all that.
Proof of identity, yeah. Yes.
So, okay, all right, so that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, so like I suppose it'll take a number of hours to go through the process. And as you said earlier, then on the 15th, which is Monday week, at our monthly meeting, there'll be a decision made. Will Kerry County Council be nominating someone as a candidate for the presidential election?
Okay, and will you as a Fine Gael councillor be voting no in that vote because of the order which was sent out by John Carroll, the Fine Gael General Secretary, over the weekend, that as Fine Gael has a candidate for the presidential election, Fine Gael public representatives are only to nominate the Fine Gael candidate. Fine Gael public representatives cannot in any way facilitate the nomination of any candidate other than the ratified Fine Gael candidate. In the event of a vote at any local authority on the nomination of a person other than the ratified Fine Gael candidate, the Fine Gael local authority members are whipped to oppose that nomination.
I will, Jerry. In the council, there's numerous votes that takes part. Some decisions that are made are open to each councillor's own decision. And some of those votes that we take are whipped. As a group, we often sit down and we discuss it. The six of us that are Fine Gael councillors, and then the majority would decide whether we'd vote for something or against it, and it would be whipped. So that's the procedure of being a member of a political party, and we accept that. That's a part of the package.
That's part when you sign up for it, these sort of things happen, mm-hmm. And you're blocking. What about the argument that it's undemocratic? That it's overreacting to, let's say, fear that some independent candidate will beat your candidate in the race, and it's not really in the spirit of the Constitution.
Right. Yeah, well, right. Just to take for an instance, there's 6 Fine Gael councillors on the Kerry County Council out of 33. So the candidates that are coming in, the potential candidates that are coming in this morning, have 27 people to convince. any political party, if you go before a convention, myself, I've gone before conventions, and I know for a fact when I go into the room and I'm making my pitch that there is a number of people in there that won't be voting for me. So it's them, it's the others that I have to convince to support me. That's a part of election processes, especially if you're a member of a political party. And it's something similar that's happening today inside of the council. So that's a part of the process. So they'll come in today, the 14, and give the best pitch they can to the 27 that'll be there, including us six as well. We'll be listening, but we won't be supporting
yeah.
them.
Yeah, so you say, you know, this is the situation. But this is a change, Michael. Before, you could abstain if you had a party candidate and you wouldn't be actively blocking people. But you're now saying no. You'd be voting no.
Well, that's the decision that was made. If there was a decision made that it was free to do, you know, to abstain. But that wasn't the directive that was given. But, you know, that's the whip process, and you accept it. It's the same as any vote, as I said again, that we have inside in the council. There's six of us inside, four of us would be a majority. There might be two that would go but would say no, but the whip would be enforced and they would have to do that. That's being a member of a political party. That's it.
That's politics.
You accept that when you sign. That's politics, yeah. And you sign up to it. But as I said, that the people coming in today, they can convince, put a good pitch across and convince the 27 that will be, that's going to vote, potentially vote for them. I don't know what the other parties are doing about.
Yeah, they still have a route without Fine Gael. We don't know what Fianna Fáil or Sinn Féin are going through along those lines, or indeed Labour. So we'll see what happens there on that. Yeah. What, just one other element of it, and it's more local element to do with Fine Gael, and the idea would be that, look, headquarters haven't treated Fine Gael and Kerry very well over the last number of elections, going back to the decision not to make Brendan Griffin a full cabinet member given the chief whip position. Shouldn't the councillors take a stand against Fine Gael HQ and say, you know, especially after what happened with Sean Kelly and how he was frozen out of the race?
Well, Jerry, the past is the past. I personally can't dwell on the past. I have to look to the future. Sean Kelly, what happened to Sean Kelly? It was disappointing. Look, I support Sean Kelly, a great guy. It's just that he didn't get the support. I've said as well, look, the process, I suppose, that the parliamentary party has a monopoly on it, which is a bit unfair. I think the members and the councils should have more say in the whole thing, you know.
Would you like to see that change, Michael, before the next presidential election?
Well, hopefully it would change and that the parliamentary party would see that. It's the same with the leadership. You know, the parliamentary party dictates straight away who gets it. I think it's a bit unfair. Like, take the parliamentary party are elected members, so are the councillors. We meet before the people as well. Well, we have only 50% of the vote, so I think it's very small now. So it is unfair, but that's the process we have at the moment, and we have to accept that.
Speaking of your leadership, how disturbed are you by what's happened to Simon Harris and his family, your party leader? Gardaí investigating claims there was a bomb at the family home of the Taoiseach. He couldn't go home last night. They're investigating the matter. There was calls received by three different Garda stations in which male voices indicated there was some sort of bomb at his home. This is one of a number of threats that have been made against him and his family.
Yeah, it's terrible, Jolly. That's you know, that is absolutely terrible. You know, he went into politics, and I know your family comes into it, but it's desperate hard on his wife and kids. I think it's absolutely terrible. And what goes on in social media, and people think they can put anything they like up in social media and say whatever they like about you, and it's ADDs go okay. And we have to come to a stage where we say that is not, it's not okay anymore. You know, they're on about, they say this is free speech. I'm all for free speech, but when you start threatening people and telling lies about them, that goes totally beyond it. And look, no matter what politician it is, anyone that puts their name forward, as I say, puts their name up in a poll, look, they deserve great credit. And look, if they don't do the job in 5 years' time, look, you're voted out again. And that's it. But don't attack their family and threaten people. It's just not on at all. It's not. It's just terrible.
Would you be afraid, and it's not down to the person themselves, we're talking about Simon Harris here, that he'll take a look and say, look, is this really worth it? This is my family. This is my children's lives that have been affected by it, that he'll be effectively hounded out of politics because of this.
Well, I hope he doesn't do that, Jerry, because if that happens, you know, people that does this thing thinks it's okay to get rid of everyone. I think, you know, it's tough on him at the moment, but I know he'll come from it, and I hope he stays steadfast and stays in politics and don't go out of it because of, for that reason. Like, you can't be threatened or hounded out of something just because someone don't like you or what you're doing. The opportunity comes when the election is up and you go in and you vote. So you have the presidential election coming up. I encourage everyone to go and vote for whatever candidate is on the ballot paper. Go and vote. It's very important that you go and vote, that you have your say, and don't be complaining afterwards if you don't go voting.
Yeah, that's the process of it. Okay, Michael, listen, that's where we leave it. Thanks very much for talking to us. Good luck with the meeting today, and we'll see where it goes from there. That's the Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, Michael Foley of Fine Gael, who will be abiding by the dictation from headquarters that Fine Gael public representatives are not to facilitate the nomination of any independent candidate to go up against their candidate of Heather Humphreys in the presidential election. I want to get to Councillor Marie Maloney of the Labour Party next, though, because she, alongside others, 32 others indeed, will be having a view of the maybe 12 to 14 people who will be coming before her and others today. Marie, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us in the programme. First of all, have Labour Party headquarters said anything to you and Terry about how ye should vote as Labour councillors on the people who come before you today?
Good morning, Johnny. Good morning to your listeners. We did get an email just saying that they had nominated Catherine Connolly. They were backing Catherine Connolly and just told us, you know, a bit of advice to act accordingly. They certainly didn't tell us to block anyone from getting on the ballot paper, which I won't be doing. I won't be blocking anyone. There's nothing democratic about blocking someone putting their name on the ballot paper. So if a vote comes up saying, should we nominate someone, I would vote yes to that. After that, I will listen to what everyone has to say today, and I will make up my own mind.
You'll be deciding. Look, it depends what happens. We know the six Fine Gael councillors will not be supporting anybody or facilitating anybody. As Michael Foley just pointed out in this programme, there are 27 others who have to be convinced. If you're looking at numbers and you were to get all of the independents, all of Sinn Féin, you just need you and Terry O'Brien to swing the vote.
Not necessarily, Jerry, because it depends on how many candidates are nominated. Because it is, if a candidate is proposed and seconded, they will be up for the vote. So it depends on who gets the most votes to go in. So it could mean that independents might, they may or they may not vote, you know, propose different candidates.
Yeah.
So we don't know
for the first vote, Marie, for the first vote on next Monday, the first vote as to whether you will or not, that would be the crucial one.
I think I've already answered that for you, Jerry. I will be voting yes to that Kerry County Council should be allowed to nominate someone if they want.
Yeah. Are you curious as to who these people are? There hasn't been much of a campaign by many of them in terms of contacting councillors or meeting with councillors.
I had two telephone calls from two candidates. Well, one telephone call from two candidates. The council didn't send us out resumes for a lot of the candidates that they had sent into the council, and the council forwarded them to us. Really, we've had little or no contact really from the candidates as such. I did have a letter or an email last night from someone, Ken, he called himself, asking us to nominate Colin McGregor. Basically, that's it. That's what we've had. I don't know how much enthusiasm is there by the candidates, but look, we'll see today, the two that rang me, I asked them questions. I asked them straightforward questions, and they answered them.
Who called you?
Garrett Sheridan and Nick Galante. Yeah,
Nick Galante.
And I asked them all straight questions. No. I asked Garrett, did he come back to Ireland to contest the the election. He said no, he had relocated anyway. So yeah, there are questions to be asked. I'm sure the other councillors will have plenty of questions today as well. So we'll take it from there. I'm not blocking anyone because I do not see that as being very democratic and know the process. And as a matter of fact, saying that, I don't think the whole system is very democratic, to be honest about it. I mean, the fact that members who are members of a party, support the parties all their life, goes out canvassing, votes for them, get no say on who their candidate should be for a presidential election. I don't think that's very fair.
Yeah. You're not happy with the selection of Catherine Connolly for Labour, the support for Catherine Connolly?
Well, we didn't have enough votes ourselves, the way the system stands at the moment, to nominate someone ourselves. And we were asked, she's a left-leaning candidate, so that's why the Labour Party decided to support her. Look, I was asked, I said, look, if she's the only left-leaning candidate, yes, I will agree with it. But as it turns out anyway, Jerry, I'm not even going to be around to vote. In fact, I'm away on holidays, so I won't be casting any vote in the presidential election.
Right, well, you'll have a vote for next Monday as things turn out, and you won't be blocking anybody.
Yeah. That's what I explained to you, Johnny. I will not be blocking anyone. And we haven't been asked to block anyone.
Yeah.
And
you
know,
if you have
to block a candidate for the benefit of your own candidate, that reflects on us, not on the person you blocked. We should be able to go there and fight the election on our own record, and Catherine Connolly should be able to go there and fight it on her own, and so should Heather Humphreys and whoever else will be elected. But if we depend on blocking a candidate to get votes, I think it's, where's the democracy in that?
Yeah. Well, answer me this finally. You said you got an email from somebody asking you to support Conor McGregor, but Conor McGregor isn't even on the list. He hasn't even contacted Kerry County Council.
He's not, nor is Bob Geldof. No, we have a list of 20. I think it's in the list that we got last night. I think it's
12 to 14, I think, is our understanding about who may be there today.
Turn up, and that's a quarter of an hour per person. We can be there for quite a while, and unless there's no questions and things move on pretty quick. But at the moment, it's 15 minutes per candidate,
Yeah, so you're not expecting Bob Geldof or Conor McGregor to turn up in Tralee today?
No one knows what to expect, to be honest.
Stranger things have happened.
Stranger things have happened,
Marie.
But that'd be about it.
Yeah, okay. Listen, Marie, thanks for talking to us. Good luck with today, and we'll see what happens from here.
Yeah, thank you, Jerry. Bye.
Great. Councillor Marie Maloney of the Labour Party with us on the line. That's her view. She won't be blocking anybody. And that's the way things will go for her from her point of view next Monday. But today she will listen to all comers as to what they have to say. But interesting again, only two candidates contacting her looking for support in advance of this. Now, the news on the presidential election keeps coming hot and heavy this morning. The latest news is that Mary Lou MacDonald, Sinn Féin president, has ruled herself out of the running in the presidential election. That opens the question as to whether Sinn Féin will have any candidate or whether it'll support Catherine Connolly. And as we've talked about this morning, will there be any indication or any order from Sinn Féin headquarters as to what their councillors can or can't do in terms of supporting independent candidates as they go before Kerry County Council starting this afternoon? Well, Fianna Fáil are in a similar position. They will be selecting their candidate from one of either Billy Kelleher or Jim Gavin tomorrow, and we'll know more from there then as to which one of those will be, I suppose, flying the party flag in this general election. But what will Fine Gael councillors do next Monday, or Fianna Fáil councillors do next Monday when it comes to a vote? With me on the line is Fianna Fáil councillor Brandon Fitzgerald. Brandon, good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me. You're a busy man today alongside the other councillors. You'll have a lot of people to hear from. How are you feeling about it? Are you keeping an open mind as to what you'll hear today?
I'm very good, Jay, and good morning to you and your listeners. Look, I told you a few weeks ago that I was not running in the presidential race, and I have yet to change my mind. I'm still not running in the presidential race, but it seems that everybody else is running in it. Assure some of your listeners out there, I will not be supporting or endorsing any Conor McGregor candidature. That's a fact that I've made that decision myself. I don't know what he is doing or what he will be doing, but I don't want to have anything associated with the man. And I will want to assure all my Fianna Fáil colleagues out there and supporters out there that I will be 150% behind our Fianna Fáil candidate that will be selected tomorrow by our parliamentary party and our MEPs.
Okay, so you'll be...
Does that
mean that you will vote to block, or will you abstain, or have you made that decision yet, or are you waiting to hear from party headquarters as to whether they will, like Fine Gael, issue an order for councillors across the country
I can assure people we have not been given any directive or any order. That's not how the Fianna Fáil party works. They allow us to make up our own mind, but the only thing is, since I was elected to Kerry County Council in 2019, I don't think I've abstained. People did not put me into Kerry County Council to stand on the fence. I will be using my vote in whatever way I deem fit, and as of, I suppose, today, and I know I'll keep an open mind in all the candidates going before us today, but not one single one of them has up to this date has convinced me or even moved my mind to supporting them. I've had a couple of phone calls, and basically they were just more courtesy phone calls, just to say that they would be kind of presenting today at our information meeting today, and that they were just giving me the courtesy to ring me to say hello, and they'd be looking forward to seeing me or hearing my questions today. So that was some people. Others, I got an email. To be quite honest, whatever, I don't know the vast majority of them. I think for an office as important and as high in our country as the president of this country, I said it to you before, Jerry, I think what the Irish people want is they want somebody who will represent them properly, represent the many differing views that everybody in this country represent. Perhaps they might not always agree with the government of the day, but they will represent us in a proper manner. And I think that is the most important thing. Michael D. Higgins did it. Mary Robinson, Mary McAleese did it. And all our past presidents have done that. And I will be looking for somebody who will do that into the future. And I will have to say it with my Fianna Fáil hat, I do think our two candidates, Billy Kelleher and Jim Gavin, give us a great opportunity to do just that. I don't know what will happen in the parliamentary party tomorrow. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. But I am Fianna Fáil, and I told you as well the last time, Jerry, I was talking to you, I will not be supporting any candidate that is not endorsed or a Fianna Fáil candidate.
Yeah, okay. And with that in mind, just how hot and heavy is it, do you think, in the Fianna Fáil party in terms of the battle to secure that prize nomination tomorrow?
It's a sign of a very, very healthy party, I think. We have a contest. We have two wonderful candidates. And I suppose since the both have actually kind of announced that they were seeking the candidature and got their nominations, there's been healthy debate. I would like to say as well, Mary Hanafin, Bertie Hearn, Eamon O'Keefe at one stage was mentioned as well. They were all fine, fine candidates. They didn't, get the required 5 nominations to put their name forward. That is the way the parties look. I was lucky at the start of this year to get a nomination for the Senate. It meant I ran against two great colleagues of mine here in Kerry, Councillor Niall Kelleher and Michael D. O'Shea. We didn't fall out. That's the nature of it. You get a nomination, you seek a nomination, you get it. And if you do get it, you go in there to win. It's not that you're against somebody, but you are for something. And I think Billy is for something and Jim Gavin is for something. And hopefully when they go before our parliamentary party tomorrow, they will make their case and the TD senators and MEPs will choose them. But as a Fianna Fáil councillor and as a proud Fianna Fianna Fáil member, I will be supporting either of those candidates who comes through.
You feel they've the best chance to, either of them, the best chance to win the presidency for Fianna Fáil. So today you will sit, you will listen. Will your other colleagues be of the same mind of you, do you think? Or do you know? I know you might be having a meeting like you do in advance of any meetings, your other Fianna Fáil colleagues.
As I say, look, we're like, people are under the assumption sometimes that we take orders and we do exactly what we say. Each of the Fianna Fáil councillors will make up their own mind. I trust them. They're listening to what their constituents are saying. They're listening to what their supporters are saying. And I am not getting calls from my constituents or my supporters to support anybody else. So I think they'll make up their own mind. But like, look, in fairness, fair play to everybody who puts their name forward. I was listening to what you were saying, talking with Councillor Michael Foley about the threats to Simon Harris. Unfortunately, in this time that we live in, there's an awful lot of threats, intimidation that are trying to stop people from putting their name forward, trying to scare people away from public service. I don't agree with that. I do admire anybody who puts their name forward, and I respect them for that. Will I support them? Maybe not. But that's democracy as well. And people have to respect that. I listened to, Gareth Sheridan there, and he Garrett was saying, Sheridan, yeah. Well, if we don't support him, it's a dictatorship. He has to respect my view, to use my vote to vote to a candidate as well. That's democracy, and we live in a democracy, and as far as I am aware, my view has to be respected as much as the next person's view, and I will be using my vote.
Okay, Brendan, thanks very much for filling us in on your position. Good luck with today.